Blog Talk Radio.
Top Tuesday. Of course, that was my friend, Morris Mills, like his fan page on Facebook, Morris Mills Experience. Hello, it is Top Tuesday, Top Tuesday, Culture Shock and the Tam Report, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. So welcome, thank you for your support. If you are a new listener or have been listening since the premiere, the debut of Culture Shock Entertainment Report here at blogtalkradio.com on March 21st, 2011. Recently, we have exceeded 100,000 views, and also we're at like 15,000 listens. So thank you so much for your support. Looking forward to talking to many of you as guests, future guest co-hosts. and just calling in and chatting with me live on air when we're broadcasting live regarding different topics and what's on your mind in regards of entertainment and lifestyle issues. And lifestyle issues are everyday issues. When we're talking lifestyle, we're talking lifestyle, our living, the way we live, our lifestyle. And so we never run out of topics when it comes to lifestyle and entertainment, right? Because, I mean, it ranges from everything, beauty, fashion, sports, of course, politics. It's not a political show, but we definitely focus on a lot of political news because politics are part of our lifestyle, right? So it's open. I am independent, open-minded, thinking Republican. But, hey, regardless, call in and share and talk with me and others and guest co-hosts regarding what's on your mind. It's good to have good civil talks. Today we're at the topic we're going to continue talking about etiquette and also what's hot in entertainment and lifestyle news and, of course, awesome good music. And if there's a certain genre, I love different genre music, which if you've been listening from the beginning, you know that from opera, classical music, and I'm looking forward to my dear friend Diva Sheila Ramsey to return because Sheila has added Arthur to her resume now. So she has authored a book, so she's gearing up to promote her book. And I'll be sharing with you all more about that. So as soon as we confirm a date, she's on. And Janice Lewis, also another opera singer, she will be guest on the show also again in the near future. You know, before they talked together, because that was last summer, summer of 2011, because they both were invited to L.A. to participate in the Opera Works program. But they both have different things on their agendas, and so they're more likely they would be interviewed separately because they both are working on different projects. They attend school together, but they work on different projects. So some of you might be wondering about that. And also, still need to reach True God Immortal, who also hosts a show with his friends called Wrestling Heads here at blogtalkradio.com on Wednesdays at 3 Eastern Time. He will be coming back in the near future. I'm going to get that date confirmed today with him because he notified me about a month ago, letting me know that he was ready to return. I'm sure he and his queen are having fun with that baby girl that was born in July, the same day he released his new LP, DOA. It's amazing. But happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating birthdays. And, of course, I'm looking at my one of my favorite newsletters, Dallas, from DallasNews.com, in regards to Today in History. I love Today in History facts, period. And today is the late John Lennon's birthday. On October the 9th, 1940, rock musician and songwriter John Lennon of the Beatles was born in Liverpool, England. And ironically, his son with Oko Ono, rock musician Sean Lennon, turns 37 today. So he had a birthday gift. His son was born on 37 years ago on John Lennon's birthday. Trent Lott, from right here in the state of Mississippi, former U.S. Senator, Republican, is 71 today. R&B singer Nona Hendrix is 68. Today is Sharon Osbourne's birthday. She's 60. You know, her son, Jack, recently married. He got married to the mother of his daughter, his fiancée, this past weekend. Tony Shalhoub, actor, Monk, and Wings, 59. He's a Facebook friend of mine. So shout out to Tony. I love that actor, too. So I was just ecstatic when I received a friend request from him a couple of years ago on Facebook, and it actually is him. I was like, woo-hoo! So I was just like, yay! So what's up to an actor that I love and a Facebook friend of mine, Tony Shalhoub, actor Monk and Wings, he's 59. Scott Bakula, today is his birthday. So happy birthday to him also. He's a fantastic actor. And from Quantum Leap and Star Trek Enterprise. James Fearnley, rock musician, The Pogues, John O'Hurley, actor, Seinfeld, he's 58. Mike Singletary is 54 today, Football Hall of Famer. David Cameron, British Prime Minister, is 46. PJ Harvey, rock singer, is 43. Annika Sorenstam, golfer, is 42. Brandon Roth, actor, Superman, returns, 33. Rock singer, Jackson Brown, turns 64. I always thought he was handsome. Jackson Brown is handsome to me, very handsome. And also, religious descendant Roger Williams was banished from the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1635. Now, that's going way back in history, right? 1701, the Collegiate School of Connecticut, later Yale University, was chartered in New Haven. In 1776, a group of Spanish missionaries settled in present-day San Francisco. And in 1888, the public was first admitted to the Washington Monument. 1930, Laura Ingalls became the first woman to fly across the United States as she completed a nine-stop journey from Roosevelt Field in New York to Glendale, California. And in 1936, the first generator at Boulder, later Hoover Dam, began transmitting electricity to Los Angeles. In 1946, the Eugene O'Neill drama The Iceman Cometh opened on Broadway. 1958, I need to study my Roman numerals. I used to know my Roman numerals. I need to study. Pope Pius, is it the fifth or the sixth? I think it's the fifth. Died at age 82. You all let me know. I'm going to Google it right quick. I need to study my Roman numerals. 1967, guerrilla leader Che Guevara was executed in Bolivia while attempting to incite revolution. 1975, Soviet scientist Andrei Sakharov was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 85, the hijackers of the Achille Lauro cruise liner surrendered after the ship arrived in Port Said, Egypt. And in 1990, David Soto was sworn in as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. And 2001, wow, that does not seem like 11 years ago. Letters postmarked in Trenton, New Jersey, that later tested positive for anthrax spores were mailed to Senators Tom Daschle, Democrat, South Dakota, and Patrick Leah, Democrat, Vermont. 2006, North Korea announced that it had conducted its first nuclear weapons test. 2006, Google announced it was snapping up YouTube Inc. for $1.65 billion in a stock deal. 2007, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at an all-time high at 14,164.53. 2008, the Dow Jones Industrials fell below 9,000 to 85,79.19 for the first time in 5 years. 2009, President Barack Obama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Yes, that was a great time. 2010, Chile's 33 trapped miners cheered and embraced each other as drill punched into their underground chamber where they had been stuck for an agonizing 66 days. That was something to watch, was it not? That was amazing right there when that happened. So I am pulling up my switchboard. So I'm going to pause a little bit of a silent moment, hopefully not too long. But I've realized when I'm doing things like that, I usually complete the task quickly because I was able to start the show, but my switchboard had not come up yet. So I need my switchboard so I can retrieve your calls and chat with you in the chat room and also play the PSAs and music. Hello to all the my blogtalkradio.com cohorts. I'm looking at all the other shows that are live on air. And if you all like hungry for some spiritual, I'm talking about some down, real, spiritual word, there are many shows on air right now. You know, I know how it is when you need that spirituality, and there are broadcasts on right now, Christian, Islam, Buddhist, just non-denominational. There are so many broadcasts on right now, sharing the word and praying for listeners. So many awesome broadcasts that are on right now. I just didn't know if some of you all realized that. that, you know, if you need prayer, there are so, I mean, we pray for one another, but there are a lot of religious programs on Blog Talk Radio right now that are aimed. But let's get this party started. Again, happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating today. And you all know Saturday was the last day to register, so I hope you did register if you were not registered so you can participate on November the 6th. And a lot of people, from when I was volunteering last Thursday at the Mississippi State Fair at the Mississippi Republican Party's booth, which I will be volunteering some more this week before the fair leaves two or three more times, believe it or not, early part of the day when you guys can catch me. So if you're at the fair, you come through and say hi. Stop by the booth anyway, but especially if you're at the fair and I'm there, you bring your buns into the Mississippi Trademark Building and say hi and what's up, and let's talk a little politics, okay? So it should be a fun one, most definitely. Okay, I'm checking out my Twitch board, and I will be entering the chat room. And feel free to call at 714-409-0614. If you have any advice regarding etiquette or your pet peeves of when people are not courteous, please call in and share or talk with me in the chat room. But I'll be sharing different tips and advice regarding etiquette. And like I said, I'm going through a refresher, you know, myself, because I'm upgrading my social life. I am a reformed socialite. I mean, always somewhere. And it's not just about being a socialite or being out there. It's just your everyday life with the people whom you come in contact with every day. You don't have to be a social butterfly to have good etiquette. It's just your everyday common courtesies, telephone courtesies. Yesterday I talked about common courtesies when you're working out at the gym. There's courtesies at school, on the job, professional etiquette, just basic. Eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner with family and friends, there's this common basic etiquette that we should all know. Okay, and then, you know, we get into the advanced. One thing I loved about Pretty Woman was when they went to the elegant dinner, business dinner, and Julia Roberts had no idea how to eat the dish. And what was so funny to me is that, you know, the older man, the businessman, he was like, don't even worry about it, because I never figured it out myself either. You know, so, you know, all of us have those moments, do we not? I know we do. So let's talk that talk. It's Talk That Talk Tuesday.
Right, we do the body wine, we do the sweet grind, 17 be just a cool. And we let you please, let me retreat. And we let you it on with
do when I got you. Tell me how to love you. Tell me how.
Talk to, talk to me, yeah. Rihanna and Jay-Z, before they do her Dread Days, I tell so. Here's my friend in Paris, France, Harry G.
I realize all the love you bring to my life. After time, I realize nobody can take your place. You give me all when all is gone. Give me strength when I lose my face. Open my eyes when I was blind. My heart broken when you don't listen. I want you back to me now, 'cause I need you so much now. Come back in my life right now, 'cause I can't live without you.
Like his Facebook page. He's awesome. I followed up and re-invited him on the show this past weekend as I congratulated him. I know many of you all caught him this past weekend in California at a Macy's. We had an awesome, awesome show. Hopefully he and Tommy Parker and Backpack Kids will be a guest in the near future, and we're going to talk music. And the way he will be is exploding because he's an amazing talent, is he not? Man. I mean, he's from a family that I love so much and many of you love, the Jacksons, but he's making a name of his own also. And just, oh, man, he has my support 100,000%. And I know many of yours also. Wow, Austin Brown, Rebe Jackson, and her husband Nathan's youngest child and their only son. Here's a PSA.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. visite nacersano.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to. Let love to flaunt it. What I do the most is that you keep it in your hand until I want. Wait my turn.
Vending booth.
And I haven't had a chance to stop by and talking with the different vendors. And I'm going to stop by the Department of Treasury to see if I have any money somewhere. So that booth is like two booths from ours, from the Mr. Republican booth. So I most definitely will go in early and chat with them, or take a break and chat with them. But I had so much fun, my goodness. But here's Larry Graham featuring Prince, Woulda, Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. Don't you all love that song?
Should've, could've, would've, do now. would have done better.
Woo! Shoulda, coulda, would have done better. But now I'm on daydreaming. Here's Six Dream Woody, daydreaming.
Thank you.
Check him out on Reverb Nation's Extreme Woody and his band. And also, he has a fan page on Facebook. Amazing, amazing artist, musician. You all know this because I play him like crazy. I can't wait till he's a guest on the show. But here's some information. If you send me a newsletter from your organization, Democrat, Republican, community involvement, I definitely will share it. And, hey, come on and talk about it, too. Nothing like hearing it straight from the source, right? But this reads, dear fellow Republican, it is hard to believe that the presidential election is in less than a month. The polls show essentially a dead heat, and we must do everything we can between now and November 6th to make sure Mitt Romney is elected president. We have had many people ask how they can make a difference in a swing state where we know the election will be decided. If you can travel to Pensacola the weekend before the election, please fill out this form, and either the state party or someone from your county will follow up with you at MississippiGOP.org, MSGOP.org/volunteer. If you want to volunteer, especially travel to Pensacola, to Escambia County Victory Office, please contact someone from your county or go ahead and sign up at MississippiGOP.org, volunteer/. Okay? And if you would like to help with Romney's campaign in a swing state but can't travel to Florida, please sign up at Mitt Romney's website to make calls from MittRomney.com/action. So that's where I get a lot of my information, straight from the source, from MittRomney.com. And finally, if you have not already joined a 1001 campaign, where we are asking 1,000 people to donate $100 each to make sure we have the resources needed to be successful on Election Day. You know, visit, you know, the website and go ahead and do that. Wow, I think I saw yesterday where the Obama campaign is right at $1 billion. Wow. Governor Brian unveils energy development plan, and this is a press release from Governor Phil Bryant. Governor Phil Bryant, that's our governor. He was our lieutenant governor for two terms, and now he's our governor. And Governor Phil Bryant today unveiled his comprehensive plan for capitalizing on Mississippi's energy strength and bringing more energy jobs and research to the state. Bryant presented the plan at the conclusion of his governor's energy summit in Jackson. As I said in my inaugural State of the State address, our energy economy will drive Mississippi's economic growth in the 21st century. Governor Bryant said, the world's energy demands will continue to grow, and Mississippi is in a position to become a dominant force in the energy industry. My energy plan establishes a comprehensive framework that will position Mississippi for new jobs, new growth, and a future built on reliable, affordable energy. And that's what we want nationwide also, right? Energy works. Mississippi's Energy Roadmap details opportunities and six key focus areas. that will play vital roles in Guam's Pacific energy economy, enhancing Mississippi's position as a top state for oil and gas-related exploration and extraction, promoting Mississippi's competitive advantages, maximizing energy resources, and expanding the energy value chain, expanding energy capacity through conservation and efficiency, developing transportation and energy infrastructure to meet growing demand, increasing energy-focused research and development, meeting the workforce needs of the energy industry. Mississippi is on the cutting edge of energy technology. Now it's time to continue moving forward with more energy jobs and more investment in oil, gas, and all other forms of competitive energy, Bryant said. The Energy Works plan stems from months of meetings and discussions with more than 50 industry leaders, both in and out of Mississippi, state agencies, and workforce and economic development partners. And you all can see more regarding the energy development plan at governorbryant.com/governor-bryant-unveiled-energy-development-plan. So visit governorbryant.com to check out more information regarding the energy development plans and also other topics on Governor Bryant's website. And here's information regarding Romney Ryan campaign headquarters throughout the state of Mississippi. In addition to the Mississippi GOP headquarters here in Jackson, you will also be able to find materials for Romney Ryan and other Republicans at local headquarters throughout the state. You can contact Camille Elan, 601-948-5191, or email her at Camille@MississippiGOP.org for more information. That's Camille@MSGOP.org. Wow. She has the same name as one of my favorite journalists who, I talk about him often, Travelle Elan, who I love to network with. He works with W16, WAPT News, but not for long because someone has snagged him. He will be transferred. Yeah, I know. Best wishes to Wesh, W-E-S-H. NBC affiliate in Orlando, because now Travelle will be relocating to Orlando. And I've been talking about going to Disney World and so on, so hopefully in the near future. I ain't been in ages. And so Travelle will be now working in Orlando. That's one of my one of my favorite groups that I love. You know, that's where Dylan is, with SeaWorld High Fashion, and I have many other friends there also, you know. But, wow, Travelle is leaving on October the 22nd. I think that is his first day at WESH NBC affiliate in Orlando. So best wishes. You all definitely have a fantastic new journalist, because this is awesome. And I know WAPT, hate to see him go. I'm loving the new morning news anchor, but definitely will miss Travelle Elan, but he's going on and continuing his journey in success, because he is very successful. He's an investigative reporter, not just, you know, a reporter. He's an investigative reporter. I mean, he covered the stories from the highway shooting, you know, in the Washington, D.C. area years ago. He was in Las Vegas where he covered O.J. Simpson. You all know how I am about O.J. Simpson. He's covered the O.J. Simpson trial. Coverage when OJ got in trouble for what he's in trouble now for. And so he's been doing a great job here. And so now he's moving on to Orlando. But back to this. Again, if you need information and more materials, contact Camille Elan at MississippiGOP.org. Number 948-5191. And here are some more listings of offices throughout the state. It's Alcorn County, 1708 East Shiloh Road, Corinth, Alcorn Rehab Services, DeSoto County, 5740 Getwell Road, Building 2, South Haven. There's Farvest, Lamar County, 4700 Hardy Street, Suite C, Hattiesburg, Harvard Shopping Center. There's Harrison County, 500 Courthouse Road, Suite D, Gulfport, near Little Rays. There's Jackson County, 3418 Benville, Highway 90, Ocean Springs. There's Lafayette County, 1103A West Jackson Avenue in Oxford behind Pizza Hut and DocuMart. That's Lauderdale County, 4808 Great River Drive, Suite D, Meridian, across from Squirrel's Barbecue. There's Lee County, 850 North Gloucester Street, Suite 7, Tupelo. There's Lincoln County, 220 South Jackson Street, Brookhaven. Octibaha County, 102 Raymond Road, Starkville, and there's Pike County, 427 Delaware Avenue, Macomb. The Jackson County Republican Party headquarters have opened also. And I'm looking at a picture of the Mississippi GOP Executive Director Brandon Payne was in town for the ribbon cutting at the Jackson County Romney Ryan headquarters, along with Speaker Philip Gunn and other leaders. And he's been on tour. And also, any pictures that you have of your headquarters and grand openings or other special events, please send them to Brett. And you all have seen pictures of Brett. I need to send Brett the pictures that I took of him last Thursday and during my time volunteering. But Brett is pictured on my Facebook page and on my new Instagram also. So if you all have any pictures, anything regarding your GOP event, please email them to Brett@NSGOP.org. And then here is pictures regarding the Mississippi GOP at the State Fair. There's a picture of Annie Tolbert, who is like the coordinator of the booth, and also Veronica Naylor, who is so fun to network with. Mississippi State Fair runs through October the 14th, and the Mississippi Republican Party has a booth where we are passing out Romney Ryan bumper stickers, push cards, and other campaign materials. We also have materials for other Republican and conservative candidates. As you visit Jackson from throughout the state, we hope you will visit us. Please do. Visit. I will be volunteering. I volunteered last Thursday along with Diane Collins of the Rankin County Republican Women organization. And I'm part of Mississippi GOP. I'm part of Madison County. So I live right on the outskirts, and I love Madison County also. But I live in Jackson, Mississippi, Hines County, but I'm right at the borderline of Madison. And so that's how I get a lot of information from our very active Facebook group, and also part of now I'm part of Madison County Republican Women's Facebook group also. But there are pictures of that intern, Annie Tolbert, who's been, like, orchestrating the volunteers at the booth with Veronica Naylor. She's a member of the State Executive Committee at the MSGOP booth, and she's amazing, very vocal in the GOP community, in the political community. Speaker Gunn continues to go on his Mississippi Solutions Tour and Ideas Tour. Speaker of the House Philip Gunn began hitting the road this week to visit towns around Mississippi in an effort to create an ideal sharing forum for all Mississippians. Mississippi Solutions and Ideas Tour is a nonpartisan town hall-style meeting for all legislatures, leaders, citizens, and the press. So nonpartisan means everybody can come. You know, Republican, Democrat, Independent, everybody. After the session ended, I knew I wanted to hear from the people around the state about their ideas they have for the future of Mississippi, said Gunn, who also completed his first session as Speaker of the House in May. We thought the best way to do this would be to set out an ideas tour where we could hear from the public about topics they wanted to see addressed in future sessions. During the 2012 legislative session, Speaker Gunn strove to create a functional House of Representatives. He appointed chairmen from both parties, encouraging bipartisanship conversations. On Monday, Speaker Gunn visited Jackson, Greenwood, and Hernando. The remaining schedule for the week includes today at 9, he will be in Tupelo at Tupelo City Hall, City Council Chambers, second floor. 1:30 p.m., he'll be in Columbus at City Hall. 5 p.m., Meridian City Hall, third floor. Thursday, October 11, 9 o'clock, he will be at Hattiesburg Cultural Center on Main Street, 1:30 p.m., Biloxi, in the City Hall. Friday, on October 12, 10 a.m., he will be in Brookhaven at the State Room at the State Bank and Trust. And then also, MFC awarded a grant Clarence Romney Phone Bank. Representative Greg Hopper addresses the College Republicans at Mississippi State. They're showing pictures. The Mississippi Federation of College Republicans announces they received a grant from the College Republican National Committee. the MFCR has organized statewide calling banks held on campuses and sponsored by the chapter of that location. The grant will be used to provide refreshments for the college student participants. The Federation is driven to ensure that Mr. Obama is a one-term president, and we're not the only ones, said Robert Smith, chairman of Mississippi State University College Republicans. Now, I've heard President Obama say before in an interview that he'd rather be a successful one-term president than a not-successful two-term president. And I have nothing negative to say about the president, but if he does win his re-election, I prefer him to be a successful president for two terms. Don't go down in history not being a good president. So, I agree with Obama. That words came right out of his mouth. You all probably know what interview I'm talking about, too. I think it was a 60 Minutes or something like that. So, I'm just saying, and I've been looking at the polls, and right before I came on air, I got a email from Our Black World. And they're reporting a story about from a Pew poll how Romney is now in the lead of four points. But we'll know on November the 6th. I can't predict. Whoever wins is going to be a close race. We all know this. So that's not really me predicting that, because we all know whoever wins is going to be close. But whoever wins, I pray for them to be a good president. The phone bank will allow Mississippi students to become involved in a campaign in a convenient method, said Smith, a senior from Collierville, Tennessee. The MFCR phone bank is set for October 22nd. For more information on how you can help or become involved in this initiative, please email MFCR at MississippiCollegeRepublicans@gmail.com. And that's even other colleges, I assume, that would like to know more information. It's at MSCollegeRepublicans@gmail.com. And other upcoming events around the state are on October the 9th, that's today, the Calhoun County Republican Party and the Calhoun County Republican Women host their annual dinner at 6:30 p.m. at the Multipurpose Building in Pittsboro Road. Republicans statewide and federal officials have been invited. Tickets are $20 each and can be purchased by contacting Linda Hare at 662-983-7756 or Janice Hitt by 662-637-2211. Also, they're in Washington County. The Washington County Republican Party is holding their annual Victory in November rally at Washington County Convention Center on Raceway Road in Greenville. A private reception begins at 5:30 p.m., followed by a general reception at 6 p.m. Speakers for the event include Senator Roger Wicker, Supreme Court Chief Justice Bill Waller, Congressional candidate Bill Marcy, State Senator Buck Clark, and RNC committeeman Henry Barber. For more information, please visit Washington City, CTY, MississippiGOP.org. That's Washington, CTY, MSGOP.org. And again, today, the grand opening for the Lauderdale County Republican headquarters will be at 6:30. They are located at 4808 Great River Drive in Meridian, across from Squirrels Barbecue. Guest speakers for the evening include Speaker Philip Gunn and Speaker Pro Temp Greg Stoden. And on the 12th, Treasury Lynn Fitch will be in Oxford for the grand opening of the Lafayette County Republican Party headquarters at 10 a.m. The headquarters is located at 1103A West Jackson Avenue. For more information, email LafayetteGOP@gmail. And on the 15th, there will be a fundraiser for 2nd Congressional District candidate Bill Marcy to be held at another Broken Ed on Highland Colony Parkway in Richland. I mentioned that to you all yesterday. And the event will be from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mississippi GOP Chairman Joe Noseff will be the keynote speaker, and sponsors include RNC committeeman Henry Barber, RNC committeewoman Jean Lucky, Adams County GOP Chairman Pete Perry, and Madison County GOP Chairman John Taylor. For more information, please contact either Veronica Naylor at 601-624-1589 or Janice Lane at 770-367-7888. You can also email BillMarcyForCongress@yahoo.com. And Rankin County Republican Club will hold an organization meeting from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at AJ's Grill on Lakeland Drive in Flowood. This is a new group, and you're invited to be a charter member. For additional information, contact Kathy Henry at KathyHenry@integrity.com. October the 15th, the first Congressional District Republican Party meeting will be held at Waller Hill at Northeast Mississippi Community College. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. and the meeting begins at 7 p.m. We love dinners and lunches and breakfasts, as you all see. Like many of you, October 16th, the Republicans, deep down in the deep south, the Republican parties of Alcorn, Prentice, Shomingo, and Temple counties are hosting a dinner at the Crossroads Arena Convention Center in Corinth. Confirmed speakers include Auditor Stacey Pickering and Supreme Court candidate Josiah Coleman. For more information, contact Mike Stewart at 662-284-4656 or northeastmsr at yahoo.com. There's a new ad for the Romney campaign that's happening, and they're talking about President Obama and the liberals have already raised taxes on the middle class. Mitt Romney and common sense conservatives will cut taxes for the middle class and close loopholes for millionaires. And there's different ones. And there's other news also. But time is running low, so I want to get out the information regarding the special event, because I know many of you all need to know about volunteerism and special events. But any information that you need, you can connect with Mississippi GOP at Facebook at MSGOP, tweet MSGOP. Also, our RSS feed is msgop.org/index.php/feed. And then also the newsletter. To look at past Mississippi GOP newsletters, visit msgop.org/index.php/category/newsletter/. Okay? So the time is running low, and I need to share some etiquette tips, okay? But had to get that in. And like I said before, you all send me news, and I'll do my best to share, and feel free to call in and talk about your events, community events, Democratic events, independent events, all events. Also, thank you to Shamika Reed for inviting me to the 100 Black Men banquet, which will be happening on the same day that I mentioned that the 5K run will be happening at the Mississippi Roadmap. The 5K will be that day, but they're not connected events. But I just wanted to thank Shamika Reed for sending me an invite to the 100 Black Men dinner, which would be on the evening of October the 27th. I love 100 Black Men. A lot of my friends are members of 100 Black Men and have been past presidents of the organization. And I love it because I don't know if some of you know this. I haven't been to the facility, the village, in a couple of years, but you can utilize, if you're focusing on something educational and career-wise, they have a computer lab that you can go in and use. And a couple of years ago, I was in need to use, a few years ago, I was in need of using their computer and to work on some things. And they have someone who would show you things that you need to do or, you know, have your back. And, we just wanted you all to know that we, even women, can go into the facilities and utilize the workshops and services that are offered, you know. Yeah, it's 100 Black Men, but we can take part into the, it's a community. 100 Black Men is all about improving the community. And so I didn't know, some of you all did not know this. It's kind of weird when we don't know things. Like, I didn't know you could work out at the Mississippi Farmers Roadmap facility. I didn't, until I seen it on the news. And the director, Benita Burt, she was like, yeah, we've always had the exercise facility. But, you know, it used to be a fee to pay, but not a bad, not an expensive fee to pay. But she said, but now it's, you know, free to the community now. And so, that's cool. That's real cool. So I'll just talk more about that. But we run out of time, and we do need to talk a little bit about etiquette. But here's a little bit more music, and we will be going over time a little bit because I like to keep my word. We said we're going to talk etiquette. And so etiquette, we will talk.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
And I want to thank you all again for listening and viewing the profile and spreading the word regarding Culture Shock Entertainment Report, the blogtalkradio.com staff and team. It's always been to keep us updated. They keep us educated, too, on being good hosts and producers here. And so I want to thank you all because I'm looking at my stats for this week. Y'all know I'm a stats person. And nearly close to 1,000 listens this week. So I think that's not bad. I mean, really. So those of you that are thinking about advertising, that's my pitch to you. I'm already 1,000 listens this week, and I have surpassed 100K views on my profile. If you advertise here at blogtalkradio.com and doing my job, you definitely will reach a lot of new customers. Do you hear me? Really. So I just wanted to share that with you. So thank you, blogtalkradio.com staffers. Oh, and there's information where American Frenchman win Nobel Physics Prize. And American David Wineland and Frenchman Sergei Horachi have won the 2012 Nobel Prize in Physics. So congratulations to those fellas. So, wow, a lot of awesome emails are coming in right now.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. I never get enough of that PSA. Okay, we're talking etiquette. And yesterday we talked gym etiquette. Today we're going to talk the etiquette for political fundraiser dinner, political function. And this is fundraiser dinner. But this is by Jean Miller at eHow. She's an eHow contributor. Fundraisers are integral to the success of every candidate's political campaign. Sometimes, however, it is easy to be swept away in the planning of a political fundraiser dinner and forget the nuances required by etiquette, from invitations to seating arrangements and from table decorations to donations. You can further the campaign's efforts and gratify guests by implementing simple but tasteful distinctions. Invitations. According to Fundraiser Insight magazine, a fundraising dinner is a formal event that requires elegant invitations to guests. The paper for the invitation should therefore be white or ivory with a center black text. Details such as the time and location of the event, host names, and the RSVP deadline need to be included. Appropriate attire for the dinner should also be listed in the invitation, using such phrases as black tie required or evening wear required. Attire. Depending on the exact attire specified by the political fundraiser invitation, D.D. Lorillard of Newport Manors recommends that men and women dress for such dinners as if going to upscale restaurants. In other words, she recommends that guests look stately enough to earn respect from the wait staff. Men in general should wear khaki or dark pants with a blazer and a tie or a business suit. Women can tailor their dresses to the weather while also remaining elegant. Seating arrangements. At a political fundraising dinner, either the guest of honor or highest ranking guest is beside the host or hostess at the head table. To keep the dinner's focus on a political candidate and avoid seating arrangement errors, high ranking officials can also co-host dinners. It is further recommended that married couples not sit by each other, although engaged couples can do so. When numbers allow, seating arrangements should alternate men and women next to each other, and seating cords must be used for all guests. Those cords should be folded and placed in or in front of plates with names clearly visible on the outside. Tables. Political fundraising dinners should have the same table settings as formal dinners. Basic necessities thus include white or ivory plates, silver utensils, and crystal glasses. Knives and salad forks should be on the outside of the cutlery, pieces with water and wine glasses placed above knives. Tablecloths are usually white or ivory, but this can be changed if the dinner will consist of an intimate group of donors. Black napkins are in the norm with decorative centerpieces that are short and compact. Such centerpieces will allow guests to comfortably eat and converse. Venue. The venue for the political fundraiser should be conveniently located for guests to easily attend. The location should also offer ample socializing spaces for guests and provide the necessary audiovisual equipment for speeches or presentations. Etiquette demands that expenses for the venue and dinner remain at a minimum, as donors will want to see that fundraising monies are being spent in the best manner possible for campaigns. The fundraising committee should thus look for food and decorating materials that are donated and bypass extravagant menu choices like lobster tail and champagne. To further reduce costs, servers should volunteer their efforts for the night if the venue allows such activities. Items that cannot be donated must be factored into the overall budget. Donations. It is important that political fundraisers consider the range of donations from all guests to prevent missed billings and also increase the revenue generated. Low, minimum, and high donation levels should therefore be available for guests to select. Tickets, for example, might be priced at a flat rate with the option of attending a VIP reception prior to or following the extra dinner. A price range might also be established for those who wish to be sponsors or host their own tables. Allowing for these distinctions will ensure the dinner's fundraising success and keep donors satisfied. After the fundraising dinner, thank you notes should be sent to all people involved, including volunteers, vendors, and donors. This action is one of the most guiding political fundraising etiquette, but it is also one of the most important. Donors and donor guests should also be added to the political campaign's mailing list to keep them informed of the candidate's progress. This is formal courtesy, but it will also help in the future at re-election time or when additional campaign funds need to be raised. So that information comes from eHow, and also there are other topics in regards to related topics, articles entitled How to Behave at a Business Dinner, Protocol for Diplomatic Dinners, Polite Etiquette, How to Hold a Dinner Auction Fundraiser, and the Removal of Hats During Dinner. Oh, man, I love it. Most of my gentlemen friends, you know, my guy friends, I mean, if they wear a hat, they remove their hat. You know, most of my friends, I've noticed. But again, I want to thank you for, if you only spend a little time of the entire broadcast this morning, for sharing, for listening, for supporting, for sharing constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is very important because the show is still developing, honestly. And so I really thank your support and your honesty and your feedback. And I thank you for calling and listening in and chatting with me and networking with me on the various social networking sites. I have a new Instagram. I joined Instagram a few weeks ago, so you can find me also at instagram.com/CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT, Beth. Also at Pinterest.com, CultureShock, Beth. And at Tumblr, CultureShock, Inc., Beth. CultureShock, Inc., Beth.tumblr.com. And you know, you can connect with me at YouTube and Facebook. Shout out to Jordan Craig on YouTube, an awesome YouTube friend of mine who I subscribed to his channel and he subscribed to mine. Thank you. I will be playing his music real soon. He has an awesome video out and just amazing. All the others that I network with also, my LinkedIn connections and those I tweet with and my MySpace friends. And so big shout out to everyone whom I network with in person and online. You are amazing, and I really appreciate your support. And I'll be broadcasting also from Springer this week also, so keep your ears and eyes open, okay? I had a practice broadcast on Streetcast this past weekend. It wasn't for the public. I just, like, practiced so I could make sure I know what I'm doing. But, again, I thank you all. I love your support. You are super amazing, and you're so, I mean, really, really you are. And it's just been, this has been a blast. Hosting and presenting Culture Shock Entertainment reports to you since March 21st, 2011. Tomorrow, of course, will be Matters of the Heart. The topic is entertainment and lifestyle topics, but we're focusing on this Black Lives Matter. And I'm not sure Belinda might join us, but you're welcome to join. Like my Facebook friend called last week, Leonard in San Francisco, and thank you again for calling in. So feel free to chat in the chat room and call in, and we'll talk about, you know, our tatas and does the bra size matter? And remember, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month also. And so wow. And yes, I'm doing pretty good. You know, dealing with my exercising and my eating habits and so on. So those of you that want to know that, doing pretty good. I think my body's missing some things, but I was checking out my niece Deetra, who's in Big D, and you know, she runs marathons and jogs a lot, and she does her best to eat really healthy food also. And she's, like, on her first day of detox, and she was talking about how her body was missing sugars and sodiums and so on. So I was like, okay, because I was getting a little concerned because my body was missing some things too, and you all know me. Oh, my God. So I'm feeling really great. I'm glad I'm back working out at the gym and so on. So, wow. So, again, thank you for your support, and God bless, okay? Play a little bit more music and call it a morning, but it won't be the end of the morning, right? Big shout out to Ebony Empress. I hope you're enjoying your last days here in the States. And shout out to all international listeners, Carl Perkins and Perry Gorton and Rich Cramer, and all my Facebook fans I network with on a daily basis, and all my friends in the Mark community. We have a Mark webcast this evening presented by my regional sales manager, Kelly Gaynor, and other leaders in the Mark community. And I'm looking forward to that this evening. Should be fun. You all check out meetmork.com. Check out Your Mork Reps e-boutique. Check out my e-boutique at mymorkstore.com, Bethany Williams, and also have a Facebook page for that also. Okay? But when you visit my website, my e-boutique, it'll direct you to my Mork Facebook page. And so you can friend me there because, you know, I can create a new Facebook page to go with the one Miss Seth Nelson. So I need to follow up on it because, you know, a few months ago I exceeded my 5,000 friends capacity. So big shout out to all of the friends. And like the page for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also. I like that page because we do a lot of networking on that page. But again, thank you. And remember, tomorrow, Matters of the Heart, Thursday special broadcast. It's the combination for the weekend edition show that I didn't broadcast. We'll profile Robert W. Pittman, Jack Mississippi native and media mogul. Of course, we'll be talking about vice president debate, which that's going to be at 10 p.m., so that's going to be over with. So we're going to be talking about that and also talking about Prince and Andy Allo, who will be performing on, and MPG, who will be performing on Jimmy Kimmel Show on Thursday night also. So God bless, and thank you. You've been listening to Talk That Talk, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and I am Beth, a.k.a. The True.
Some people tell me I got great legs to figure out why you make me better. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special with so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before she starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Thanks again for your support You've been listening to Talk That Talk Tuesday, Coach Shark and the Tam Report. And I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And I appreciate you.